This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program is Dr. Brian Machida from STC Plastic Surgery, located in Ontario, California. We are excited to dive into this interview and discuss the key differences and benefits of a traditional facelift and the new non-surgical liquid facelift. Dr. Machida, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks for your time as well. So for starters, tell us, what is a liquid facelift?
A liquid facelift is a way to lift certain tissues by restoring volume. It uses a series of injectables, such as fillers and Botox, to achieve this. And in doing so, it's something that's best used for people who don't quite need a facelift, or people who have had a facelift and actually need more volume. So those are the two solutions for liquid facelifts now.
And tagging on to that response, can a liquid facelift help postpone a traditional facelift?
Well, okay. So yes and no. If a traditional facelift is actually really needed, then it wouldn't be wise to proceed with a liquid facelift, because it really won't do the job that you want. A lot of people will tell you that the two are comparable, but if you think about it, liquid facelift works primarily for people who have just mild cases of laxity, where they could be corrected by filling volume. The thing with that is that liquid facelift is also good for people who've had facelifts before, because a lot of times they lose volume and they need to have that restored rather than restretched again.
And some very important information there. Thanks for that. Now, are the results of both procedures comparable, and how long do the results last?
As far as how long they last, the traditional facelift should last about maybe at least 10 years, whereas if you have a liquid facelift, most commonly, up to now, it's been only a year, because most injectables last about that long. So that means that every year you have to have it done again and again and again. Currently, with my liquid facelift, I use a 5-year filler called Bellafill, which lasts much longer. However, you have to be very careful in who you select to have that done, because that filler can't be reversed. So if you have any type of filler regret, you can't reverse it. And likewise, if the practitioner that you use determines that he wants to put it in the same way, in the same kind of protocol as a liquid facelift for a 1-year filler, you might want to step back a little bit, because the procedures should be a little bit different, because you can't reverse it.
And thanks for the clarification today. We are with renowned facial plastic surgeon, Dr. Brian K. Machida from STC Plastic Surgery, that offers a one-stop destination for his patients' aesthetic needs and has performed thousands of facelifts and countless cosmetic procedures here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Machida, when would you recommend a traditional facelift?
Most definitely for people who really need it. That's the best way to go. It's the gold standard. If you really need to have a facelift because of laxity or droopiness or jowling, then it's best to just go with that rather than trying to postpone it by doing a liquid facelift. It just really is a waste of your time and money and resources to go that way. So just go with a gold standard, which is a facelift, if you really need it.
Now, as far as recovery is concerned, Dr. Machida, what are the recovery times for these different procedures?
Well, let's see. For a liquid facelift, it's an injectable. So you might have a little bit of swelling and bruising maybe for a day or two, and that's it. And then you can potentially go back to work on the same day if you want to, after getting a liquid facelift, because it's all injectables. But the next day is something people usually do. They don't usually go back the same day. The other thing is, for a traditional facelift, the recovery time, in my experience, it's about 7 to 10 days, so it's actually pretty fast, too. You just have to take a little time off in order to get a much more long-lasting result. So, that issue depends upon how much time you have set aside and how much convenience or inconvenience you want to have to deal with.
Well, Dr. Machida, we certainly appreciate your time and sharing your expertise with us on the traditional facelift and the non-surgical liquid facelift and its options there and benefits. Thanks so much. In conclusion, anything else you'd like to summarize? Anything else you'd like to share? A closing thought, a tip for the listeners today?
Well, when you go and select a practitioner to do either one, you should see their experience and their results. And it's important to choose someone that has done a lot of these. If you know, especially facelifts, you need a person that's very really well experienced and someone who just specializes in that one primary area of the face. As far as liquid facelifts go, if you know, if you realize that it's a temporizing measure, it's not as good as a traditional facelift. You really need it, and it's something for people who, number one, are a lot younger, who don't need a full facelift and want to have something to make them look a little better, or number two, if they've already had a facelift and they're older and lost volume, they need to have the same kind of thing done to your face to restore more volume. That is a liquid facelift too, as well. And those are my tips.
Really some super information on today's topic. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on the program. Where can listeners get further details online on your practice there in Ontario, California?
They can get a lot of details of these questions and about my practice on my website, which is stcplasticsurgery.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Dr. Machida, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Brian K. Machida, the renowned facial plastic surgeon from STC Plastic Surgery that offers a one-stop destination for his patients' aesthetic needs. And for further details, visit stcplasticsurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.